This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And you're listening to Vic and Em. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm very excited. We have a wonderful guest.
We do.
Canberra-born, Melbourne-based comedian, yes. Frankie McNair.
Hello, hey. It's me.
You did it. You made it to the studio.
I made it here.
Yay.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You have a new show this year called Big Dumb Idiot.
I do.
Is it about you?
I definitely came up with the title before I wrote the show.
Sure, as is the way with most festival shows.
Yeah, look, it does happen. At least this is good because it's ambiguous and very like, oh, it could be anything.
Well, yeah, and also I just find it to be like a term of endearment. To mm-hmm. like, be like, oh, I'm just a big dumb idiot. So,
That's fair.
And it's just turned into this really silly sketch show that I'm super excited for.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love a silly sketch show.
Do you love us? I mean, obviously, you've got to believe in your own shows, but do you love to watch sketch as well as an artist?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That was like the thing that got me into comedy was watching like a live sketch show. And I was like, I didn't know that you could make a career of that. And I mean, you can't, but yeah, you can't
do it.
It's worth giving it a go for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that.
Do you
remember what the sketch show was that you saw?
Yeah, it was Auntie Donna.
Of course it
was.
Yeah,
and I just watched them. I was like, oh, I can be that silly? You're allowed to do that?
Yep. Yep, yes you are.
So you're from Canberra originally.
Yes.
When did you move to Melbourne?
In July of last year, I think. Why did I look at you, Vicky? Do I live?
That sounds about right. Yeah.
When did you meet me?
When did I meet you? About July. That sounds right.
So not even a year yet.
No, I'm fresh.
You're fresh.
I'm a freshie.
How are you finding Melbourne?
Good, yeah. It's very friendly. It's very nice. It's bigger. It's bigger than Canberra. There you go.
What?
There's my hot topic.
Hot takes with Frankie.
Yeah, I said it. I'm very brave. It's bigger than Canberra.
It is. Well, yeah. Factual and hot. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I got.
Yeah.
Hot take.
Factual hot take. Ooh, yeah.
I really should have got some sound effects.
You need a soundboard. It's like brum, 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 brum.
Oh, we have that. We definitely do.
I just haven't put it in.
Oh.
I've got an applause.
Yes.
But that's all I've set up. I think applause was all we needed.
We're going to use that too much.
I think we should reintroduce. We have Canberra-born, Melbourne-based comedian Frankie McNair.
Yes. Crowd goes wild.
That's going to be my ringtone.
I love that.
We are joined by the wonderful Frankie McNair.
Hello, hey, I'm Frankie. Hello.
Hello. I like that we have a thing where we just repeat our names, so I like that joined in on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to remind myself who I am.
Yeah, yeah, it's very important.
Have you ever said your name or had people say your name so many times that it doesn't feel like your name anymore?
Absolutely.
100%. Such a terrifying moment.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Such a terrifying moment. Speaking of terrifying moments, look, the day and age that we live in, it is possible to buy things off the internet. You can buy secondhand things off the internet.
There are
many sites mm-hmm. that are, you know, purely for that.
Yes.
That purpose.
Yes.
And I definitely like to take advantage of this service because you can get things for cheap. You can get cool things that you wouldn't otherwise be able to find in like regular shops or mm-hmm. op shops, et cetera.
You've bought some plants on there, haven't you?
Bought some plants. Yeah. I bought like a bunch of stuff. Like I just recently moved into a new place. So we've been filling up our little area with stuff from the internet.
Yeah.
And I...
Don't say it like that. That sounds very bad. Stuff from the internet.
I had a moment yesterday. So we were looking for a desk, and we found this desk, like one of those fold-up desks that you find in like a school hall.
Oh yeah,
but it was like old school and like nice dark timber and like very sturdy. And so we thought we can turn that into a desk. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
it was like
sure.
$20, and we were like, this is great.
And that's fun. That's a fun activity.
Yeah,
also
exactly.
That, yes.
And so we had to go out to Box Hill to pick it up.
Oh,
and
it's so far.
When we were like working out, you know, the details, because obviously it's just like, this is the area, and then once you say, I'm going to buy it, they say, okay, this is the address.
Yeah.
And so once we committed to buying it, they sent us the address, and it was like a retirement village address.
Oh, no.
And so then I was terrified that the reason that we were getting this cheap, beautiful...
Yeah, because someone's died.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it was just were renovating and these desks were too heavy for the staff to lift them anymore because they were really quite sturdy.
That's what they said.
But also, no, it was the cutest thing. So we went to pick it up and then... And then an older lady that was like obviously a resident there was like cruising through when we were picking it up, and she says, "Oh, where are you going to put this table?
This haunted desk?
Yes, because you should be terrified." No. She was like, "Where are you going to put this table?" And we said, "Oh, you know, we're going to use it as a desk, like a little bit of a studio desk sort of thing."
Sure, yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, great. Well, I'll have to tell Barb to put it in the newsletter."
Oh,
and so they've made it. So they must have had like a number of these tables that they've, you know, had to sell because they're too heavy.
Yeah.
And now...
They're writing about where all of them are going.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So cute. So they found out little stories and then we'll put them in the newsletter.
Oh, what stories do you reckon wouldn't make the cut there?
I mean... I'm not sure. I mean, ours definitely made the cut.
Yeah,
Barb
nice.
Will be really happy with our story.
Come well, on, Barb. I found an article of some of the worst finds.
Correct.
Yes.
Some of them are terrible, and I'm not gonna go into them. But some of them are funny, and I'm gonna read those ones.
Okay, perfect. Brilliant. I like
that. Does that work better?
Yes, please.
The first person is offering a about 6 ounces of water, bottle not included, for $56 American.
So you have to bring your own vessel?
I guess so. No, they deliver it to you. It's delivered. I don't know how they're bringing it to you, though.
Do they just pour it right into your mouth?
Maybe.
It feels like they just pour it onto your head, maybe.
Pure, clean water, perfect as a Christmas or birthday gift.
I like that it's about as well.
Yeah.
It's not...
Well, I guess if they spill some on the way, it's not in a vessel, so they're just kind of carrying it in a bubble.
Just
so.
Like, you know how you try to drink water out of your little, your cup your little hands together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're just doing that and running back and forth.
Yeah, and hoping for the best.
About 6 ounces, roughly. They haven't measured it entirely. It's about 6 ounces.
Also, use the metric system. There, I said it.
Yes. Agreed. So brave, but agreed.
Frankie McNair, controversial opinions, driving you home.
Yeah.
Someone is selling their soul for a dollar, which is nice.
I love that.
Someone is selling a half-eaten piece of pizza for a dollar.
Ooh.
What flavour, though? What kind of pizza? Can you see?
I think it's pepperoni.
No!
I was just about to say if it's pepperoni, I would buy. How much was it?
A dollar.
That's worth it.
No, I was recently in the States. Ooh. And you can get a fresh slice for a dollar.
That's true. Oh. You don't want to pay for a used slice for a dollar.
No, just pay for a flight over to the States.
Yeah, definitely cheaper. Very sensible.
Definitely cheaper.
Yep.
Half a bottle of Diet Coke.
That would be flat by the time you get it, surely.
Yeah. Only half a bottle left, but it tastes better than a normal Diet Coke.
Why? That's suspicious.
Some sort
I don't
of
like
your
that.
Disgusting backwash has gone into it, and you think that that. Oh, God.
Was it a big bottle or a small bottle?
It's a big bottle. It's big.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How much was that one?
£1.
I'd buy.
Yeah, you'd buy that?
Yeah, just for the story.
Yeah, it's quite fun.
Hey, Frankie, you know what I did today?
What did you do?
I bought a half bottle of Coke for £1.
And I'd say, do you need some money?
Yeah. And also you'd say, like, it's very confusing for a number of reasons. We don't use pounds in Australia. Have you had to pay for delivery?
Where'd you get a pound?
What are you doing?
I thought you didn't like diet.
The last one I found, which I quite like and I really don't understand, is this is £10 worth of used plastic cup with a few stains on it. Open to offers.
Oh.
So if you don't want to pay the whole £10, they're open to hearing how much you want to pay.
Very interesting. We are going to play our wonderful game that we have here, Vic and Em.
I love games.
What are we calling it?
We call classic versus future classic.
Yes.
Ooh.
Not new classic.
Not new classic.
Future classic.
Vicky refuses to believe that Lizzo is a new classic.
I said... A classic isn't... Oh, it doesn't matter.
You are really... Oh, you got to make some enemies, mate.
I'm not saying that it... We're not. I'm not saying it's a banger. It's not a banger. It's like all Lizzo is a banger. I'm just saying that a classic has to have a few more years behind it.
All right.
Yeah, I guess like a fine wine.
Yes.
Anywho, the aim of the game is I will give you two songs. They will have something in common.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
One will be newer, one will be older.
Sure.
You will tell me of these classics versus future classics, which you think has the most streams on the internet.
Okay. All right.
So,
let's do it.
This week, I have Like a Virgin by Madonna.
Uh-huh.
And Born This Way by Lady Gaga. Now, I know that Born This Way by Lady Gaga was connected to Express Yourself by Madonna.
Yes.
However, I couldn't find that online. So, we're going with Like a Virgin Madonna versus Born This Way by Lady Gaga.
I think I already know in my guts.
In my gut. Yeah, I'm going to go with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I'm going with Lady Gaga too.
What makes you think Lady Gaga?
I think that more people are going to be streaming a new artist like that. I think that Madonna also has so many hits that maybe, like, you know when, like, political candidates, you know, get spread and you lose, third-party candidates get up because the vote gets split? I think that Madonna might have that problem.
Right. That was a really good analogy.
That was, you know, pop music and you know politics. You know how they're the same thing.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, Frankie, approximately how many listens do you think?
I'm so bad with numbers.
Ballpark.
I'm like,
what are we talking?
50,000. I'm going to say through 4 million.
Okay, interesting. 4 million.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with 29 million.
Oh, that's probably more accurate.
Okay, so I can tell you that I will reveal this in just a moment. A bit of a sizzle for you.
Oh.
But we are comparing Like a Virgin Madonna to Born This Way Lady Gaga, seeing which has the most streams online. Did you say 4 million?
I said 4 million, but then realised that people like music heaps. So it's probably more than that. Oh, I'm so bad with numbers.
And then, Vicky,
said
you
29,
said 29. 29 million.
But, like, based on... So I had a slight advantage on this because last week... I got more of a ballpark figure kind of thing. But one of them had like almost 100 million downloads or something like that.
400 million.
Sorry. One of them had almost 500 million downloads.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no. And I just remembered that then. So I want to up my 29.
Sure. Where would you like to put your number now?
150.
Okay.
I would also like to up my from 4 million.
Yep.
So I'm going to up it to... To 50 million.
50 million.
Okay. Okay, so 54 million.
54 million.
All right, cool. So I can tell you now that we've been through that time.
That we're way off.
That, yes.
Yeah.
So Like a Virgin Madonna, 88.9 million.
Okay, all right. Well, that you were closer with that one.
Okay.
If it's closest without going over.
And so Born This Way, Lady Gaga.
Uh-huh.
185 million.
Hey, and I was closer with that one.
So about 100 million more Lady Gaga has.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, it's more than 4 million, isn't it? It's pretty good. a few more
than 4 million, I reckon, yeah.
Good on
it. I definitely think that there's repeat players as well. Like, it's not just like one burning person. It's like...
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we've listened to that like six times today, you know? That kind of thing.
Yeah, 100%.
So, as always, we have a round two.
Uh-huh.
So, you did both win that. You did say that Lady Gaga would win that one. And
we were correct. Yes.
So, now I've got a second round for you.
Okay, all right.
So, my... This is kind of like a classic versus a newer classic, in my opinion.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's Under Pressure by Queen.
Yes.
Versus Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yummy.
Yes. Like when the song starts and you're like, oh, it's Queen. And then you're like, no, it's Vanilla Ice.
Yes.
It's just some dude.
So those are my two next songs. So we've got Under Pressure by Queen versus Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
Which do you think has... the most downloads?
Personally, I'm going to go with Under Pressure, and that's purely because I've listened to it about 150 million times.
Yeah, absolutely.
So obviously more than 150 million downloads, you think?
I think that...
Streams,
yes,
rather.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That's my... Yes.
I think Under Pressure is, but again, purely from my own personal bias.
Yes,
I think that was one of the first, like, Freddie Mercury songs that I heard.
I love it.
And I was like, they're all like this?
Yeah.
And, yeah, just listen to it a lot.
Queen are one of my favourite bands of all time, so... So I'm going to have to go with them no matter what.
Okay, so now we're both locked in Queen.
Yes.
Yes, please.
And do we want to take a stab in the dark about how many downloads?
Well, I said that I've listened to it 150 million times.
Yeah, so it's definitely got to be more than 150 million, Frankie, so keep that in mind.
Okay. Gaga had 188. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say 170 million.
Okay.
So it's me and then someone else 20 million times. And that's the only two people that have listened to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with I'm going to say that I'm overestimating the amount that I listen to it, and mm-hmm. I'm going to say 125.
So you're going to go lower than Frankie on this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
This is, I mean, it is very interesting because you've both come in hot with the, like, it's definitely, it's got to be Queen because
it has to be Queen.
So many people listen to it.
I have not even considered that
it could be. Yeah, we didn't even think that it could be.
Exactly. But then you've been very modest with the millions
listens. That's true.
I've done more than four.
I think she was pretty modest the first round.
Very true. No, that is very true. Well, I guess I'll have to reveal it in a bit. Oh. I can't reveal it now. Surely not.
Fine.
So your options were Under Pressure by Queen.
Yes.
And Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
It better not be.
And you both very adamantly said that you thought that it would be Queen Under Pressure.
I mean, I'm hopeful as well.
Yes. There's a lot of pensive, hopeful energy in the studio right now.
Yes.
Both of you, I believe, quite modest guesses in terms of the number value because you were just so adamant, you know?
Yeah.
I think so.
It has to be Queen. Oh, a few people listened.
So, Frankie, you said, I think, 170 million?
Yes.
And
Vicky, I said 125.
125 million. Okay, so I can tell you that Ice Ice Baby Vanilla Ice has 167 million streams.
Okay. It was the Frosted Tips.
How many?
All right. Do I want to break a heart? Oh, I don't know. Do I want to break two hearts? I don't know. So, Under Pressure, Queen.
We're trying to beat 167?
Correct.
Okay.
Drum roll, please. We need the audience after this as well. So, Under Pressure, Queen, 624 million!
Yes!
They've done it.
See, the world is a good place.
Yes. The world is a good place.
That's so good.
You should all have hope.
That was you had me.
Yeah, I was super, super worried.
On the edge of this wheelie chair. I was wheeling away. I was pushing it back.
And you didn't even leave the studio.
No, because
you were ready to know. Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't run away.
Absolutely. Now, Frankie McNair, it is a pleasure to have you in the studio, even if you are wheeling yourself in and out.
No, it's been real fun.
Yes. So, as we have said a couple of times, you're a comedian.
Yes. True. I really hesitate. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Sketch comedy is your game.
I like it. I like that.
It's very good.
Yeah, I
love some sketch and I love some Frankie sketch.
Perfect. Yeah. And you said that you saw sketch, which got you into sketch. And we have spoken about how you're doing a show in Canberra.
Yes.
This year called Big Dumb Idiot.
Yes.
Which is a sketch show.
Yes.
And you're also involved in a show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival?
Yes. It's called Queerly Beloved. So I'll be doing stand-up at that one. Well, my version of stand-up, which is still just a lot of sketch.
some little sketches.
Perfect.
Yeah. But it's a lineup of queer comedians. The lineup is always rotating. So it's like a different lineup every night. And it's all queer, lovely people. I'm just being in Melbourne, finding my feet, meeting lots of lovely people and just trying to get more gigs. And if you want to find more gigs, you can go on my Facebook page.
Yes.
Plugs.
Frankie McNair on Facebook as well if you want more information about where Frankie will be and what she'll be doing.
Please.
I love it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.